Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Davenport police have arrested a teenager accused of first-degree murder at a residence yesterday. 18-year-old Alex Hinton of Minnesota is charged with fatally shooting Douglas Meyer early Sunday morning on the 1700 block of Gaines Street. First responders transported the 28-year-old to Mercy One Genesis Hospital, where he died later. Hinton is also charged with attempting to commit murder, intimidation with a dangerous weapon, and going armed with intent. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Davenport Police. Firefighters and law enforcement officers in Iowa's municipal retirement system can now receive disability and death benefits for any type of cancer. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill which also expands the benefits to some state peace officers.
Previously, emergency responders with cancer could only receive benefit payments if they had one of 14 listed types. Emily Broderick is a widow of Mike Broderick, a Des Moines firefighter who passed away in 2024 from bile duct cancer. She says her husband's cancer wasn't covered by the old policy, which pushed his coworkers to pick up his shifts.
Without them and their support and their willingness to show up for him, his job could have been on the line. He wouldn't have been getting paychecks, and he could have ultimately been terminated from his position during his cancer fight.
Broderick says she's proud the proposal gained bipartisan support and is now law. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
Another new law in Iowa requires public, private, and charter schools to teach about fetal development starting in fifth grade. Human growth and development and health classes in grades 5 through 12 will have to show a video that, quote, depicts the humanity of the unborn child, unquote. Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed the measure on Friday, which also prohibits the use of videos and other educational materials provided by groups that perform, promote, or refer patients for abortions. Democrats have raised concerns that this will bar health classes from including scientifically accurate materials from medical research institutions. Meanwhile, teachers in Illinois are getting new guidelines on how to use artificial intelligence in the classroom. Teaching fellows with the nonprofit advocacy group Teach Plus developed a bill that state lawmakers approved last month. Sarah Merman is a math teacher and one of the fellows. She says the group took input from nearly 200 educators across the state.
It was very clear teachers needed more guidance and they needed more training on AI. It's something that's in our classrooms every day, and to be frank, teachers don't feel comfortable using it.
The bill directs the Illinois State Board of Education to develop new guidance by next summer on how schools can use AI while providing bias and navigating privacy concerns with student data. The bill still needs a signature from Governor J.B. Pritzker to become law. Convicted former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan could get more than a dozen years in prison this week. But as WBEZ's Dave McKinney reports, some wonder if Madigan's best hope for leniency might be President Donald Trump.
Former suburban congressman turned podcaster Joe Walsh says it's plausible Madigan could turn to Trump given how freely he's awarded pardons and commutations. Rob Blagojevich got one. And Walsh says Illinois' former Democratic governor could be the perfect conduit to Trump.
Utterly believable. That is a possibility, that Madigan would go to Blagojevich or anybody to try to get to Trump to get a pardon. It doesn't matter who you are, he'll pardon anybody.
Neither Blagojevich nor Madigan's lawyers would discuss the possibility, though Blagojevich told WBEZ, desperate times call for desperate measures. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
And this is WVIK News.